white stripe and a big white T slapped on the side. We mentioned earlier Salem Tigers wearing the powder blue with the dark blue pants and the dark blue helmet. And there'll be Fair Bobcats going from right to left. Odell Washington and Corbin Taylor back deep to receive the kick for the Bayer Bobcats. And the kickoff man looks like number 27. Yeah, 27 for the Salem Tigers. That is James Lewis. No?
Nope.
Oh, here comes number 40. All right.
Yep, number 40.
Titus White, a 6'4 sophomore, weighs 200 pounds to do the kicking. By the way, Ragsdale, the quarterback for the Salem Tigers, he's a good one. Hayden Ragsdale, 6'2, 205-pound senior. In the backfield, they'll have Silas Dubois wearing number 5 and Alton May, number 28. Both are speedsters. Bobcats going to have to do some containing of those guys if they want to get a win here tonight. And here comes the kick. It's a low kick. Going to be fielded. Oh, now fumbled by one of the Bobcat up men, and he gets right back on it. Xavier Gonzalez, that ball took a bad hop and hit him right in the face mask. And then Xavier gets on the football. Fair has it first and 10 at their own 36-and-a-half, 37-yard line. We're going to put it down. Here comes the Bobcat offense led by the senior quarterback, Dawson Harris, who has been doing an outstanding job all season long.
Do you hear this? This crowd is electric.
It is. This is, I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite places to come watch a football game. This, even when they're not having a great season, this crowd gets behind this Salem football team. And by the way, huge crowd of Bobcat fans have made the trip up to Dent County tonight for the game. Bobcats come out, split backfield, wide out to either side, tight end. Oh, no tight end in the game right now for Thayer. Dawson Harris up under center. Long signal count there at the first snap. He's going to throw a quick out to Cordell Washington at the 35, to the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's down to the 30, on his feet, and outrunning everybody to the end zone. Cordell Washington with a 63-yard touchdown reception. Was that right? Yes.
Yeah.
63-yard touchdown reception. On the first play of the game, the Fayette Bobcats jump on the Salem Tigers by a score of 7-0. Second touchdown pass of the year for Dawson Harris.
That was a pretty ball, too.
It was.
Right on the money, and nobody was catching Cordell once he made the corner.
67-yard pass. Harris, Washington, 6-0. Bobcats with a lead on the first play from scrimmage in the game. So the Fayette Bobcats jump out on top. And then the Bobcats going to attempt the extra point here. Cordell Washington will do the kicking duties. Good snap. Kick is up and gets blocked. Bobcats get it. Now, you can run this ball. And it's Zeb Dubois who's got it. He runs over the left side. No, that's Dominic Boyce. He's in for the two-point conversion. You believe that. The kick got blocked. Dominic Boyce went back, picked it up at the 25-yard line. And turned and ran it into the end zone. And we got a penalty flag down on the play. So hold the phone. This may come back and be all to do over again. Well, Salem blocks the extra point try by Cordell Washington, who really never got the ball up off the ground. And then we get a penalty flag call. Whitehead has not signaled yet what the penalty is. Let's go against Fayer. It's a block in the back against the Bobcats. Oh, they'll take 2 points off the board. And we'll see what the Bobcats do here. Looks like they're going to line up and go for two. No, Cordell's going to kick it. This will be a 30-yard extra point if he hits this one. Looking to put it right down the middle. Better get some more air under this ball. They're taking their time here. Might be a fake. And there's the snap. Ball is down. Kick is blocked again. This time Salem recovers, and that'll do it for the extra point try. So with 11:47 to go in the first quarter, Fayer Bobcats 6, Salem Tigers nothing. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
I want to mention some more of the Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting at Thayer, Forsler Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Mr. Dent in West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering, Dustin Walters in Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer. More of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Thayer line up to kick off. Thayer's run one play in the game tonight, and they lead 6-0. It was a 67-yard touchdown pass. It really was just a little quick out to Cordell Washington, who was a lone wide receiver out there. He made a nice juke move, got around his man, and it was a foot race, and nobody beats Cordell Washington in a foot race.
No, not in a football uniform.
You know? Not in a football uniform. He went 67 yards for the touchdown. And now Cordell's got it teed up, ready to kick off to the Salem Tigers. Tigers with a couple guys back deep. Cordell puts foot into it, high end over end kick. It's really fielded and up the 5-yard line. Ball carrier brings it out. That is Mays. Mays gets out to the 20 and going to be buried there at about the 22-yard line. Thayer Bobcat defense will take the field for the first time, and boy, have they been good this season.
They have been.
Salem Tigers will take the field. Their quarterback, we mentioned a while ago, Hayden Ragsdale, a 6'2", 205-pound senior, wears number 12 on his uniform. In the backfield will be Silas Dubois wearing number 5, and Alton May, number 28, who just returned that kick about 15 yards out to the, well, they mark him down at the 22-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Salem Tigers. Tigers have been pretty good this year, you know, and we talked to our cohort from the radio station here in Salem. He said the first week, St. James game was a 14-6 game going into the fourth quarter, and St. James scored 20 unanswered points.
Yeah.
And it was on Salem, well, just Salem fumble. They picked up two and ran them in for touchdown. Salem, Ragsdale up under center, split back behind him, gives to the first man three. No, a fumble picked up by Dominic Boyce. It goes into the end zone for a touchdown. The quarterback fumbled the ball in the backfield. Dominic Boyce picks it up and rumbles in a fumble recovery of 20 yards and a touchdown for the Thayer Bobcats. Folks, we have played 25 seconds in this game. The Thayer Bobcats lead it by a score of 12-0 with the extra point try still to come. Boyce on the fumble recovery. We were just talking about that. That has been an issue for the Salem Tigers all season long. Bobcats line up here in a swinging gate formation. They're going to snap it. They're not going to kick. They're going to go for the two. There is a long pitch, and into the end zone goes the Bobcat ball carrier. That is number 11, Rowan Johnson. And now we got a penalty flag coming down. I think just because the officials never seen that before. I bet you. So the far side judge threw the flag. And is it going to be against Salem or is it going to be against Thayer? Some of the Bobcat players are coming off. They're going to call that an illegal procedure on the Thayer Bobcat. I think that's just because that official's never seen the swinging gate before.
Could be.
Anyway, Thayer Bobcats will attempt the two-point conversion again. Again, if you just joined us, Bobcats with a 67-yard touchdown run on the first offensive play of the game. And on the second or the first play of the game for Salem, Thayer picks up a fumble, rumbles 20 yards for a touchdown. Well, Thayer's going to line up here, go for two. Dawson Harrison, shotgun, rolling to his left. Now going to tuck it. It's a clean sweep right into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. Thayer Bobcats lead it by a score of 14-0. We'll take timeout. Back to Salem with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, the dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in Mountain Grove, West Plains, or Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And folks, welcome back to Shukar Station in Salem, Missouri. Thayer Bobcat, 25 seconds into the game, lead by a score of 14 to nothing. Statman Adam has been all Bobcats here so far. Bayer's run one offensive play. Salem has run offensive play. Both of them resulted in touchdowns. Problem for Salem is both of them have been for Thayer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been scoop and score and catch and score.
Yeah. Wow. What a start to this one. 11:35 to go in the first quarter. Again, Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 14-0 over the Salem Tigers. Bobcats have it teed up. Cordell Washington set to kick off again. Another long line drive kick can be fielded by May at the 10-yard line after the 20. Cutting up field. Sidesteps the tackler. Nice play there, but then gets cut down at about the 29-yard line. A little bit better field position this time for Hayden Ragsdale and the Salem Tigers football offense. Just underway here in the first quarter. By the way, I do want to mention a couple more Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including partners in Shine and West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Steed Trucking in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes in West Plains and Thayer, and Toyota of West Plains, Thayer Bobcat boosters, helping to bring you Bobcat football every time the Bobcats take the field. Salem Tigers break the huddle. First play of the night was a fumble. And again, Dominic Boyce scooped it up. They come out here in a double wing formation. One fullback right behind the quarterback. They're going to give to May, or excuse me, Dubois, trying to get outside, cuts up field, and it's going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. That is Silas Dubois, number 5. He is their speedster. Bobcats have got to be watching him when he tries to get to the corner. Actually loses a yard on the play. Good news is he keeps the clock running. We haven't played a minute yet in this game. It's 14-0 Thayer. Salem breaks the huddle. Bobcat defense. Trying to get another quick tackle here. Salem comes out in the double wing formation again. Now they got a man going in motion. That is, it is about the quarterback runs up the middle and gets hit. Crosses the 30 to the 36-yard line. Tackled there by Cordell Washington. The quarterback, Ragsdale, picks up a nice gain. Picks up, about 8 yards. Going to make a 3rd down and 2 for the Salem Tigers. Nice run by the quarterback. Good fake.
That was a good fake.
Clear right up the middle for the 8-yard pickup. But it's 3rd down and 2 for the Salem Tigers. Second possession of the game for Salem. They break the huddle again in a double wing formation. Got a man coming in motion. Their quarterback going to give to the fullback. He breaks the tackle. 1st down, Salem. Out across the 45 to the 47-yard line goes the ball carrier. As I see, it looked like to me, number 34, Brady Berry Ray with the 1st down and picked up, about 6 yards on the play?
Yeah.
6 yards on the pickup for Ray. Number 34 playing the fullback for the Salem Tigers and the Bobcats. A little bit soft in the middle. Going to have to shore that up here against the double wing this time. Again, double wing formation. Ray back in there, fullback. Got a man going in motion. Fake to him, giving the ball this time, and he's hit behind the line. He'll lose the yard. Actually going to lose 2 on that play. Big Zeb Dubois and the interior line of the Thayer Bobcats combine on the stop. Christian Pitts, number 64, might have been involved in that play. He comes off the field here. It's a 2nd down and 11 for the Salem Tigers. Going left to right. Again, single back in the backfield, double wing. Ragsdale up under center, takes the snap, hands to May, trying to get outside, hit behind the line, breaks that tackle, and is going to lose another yard on the play, number 5, that's Dubois. Dubois on the carry, loses another yard. It's going to be 2nd down and 12 for the Salem Tigers from their own 45-yard line. Actually, 3rd down and 12. 3 minutes gone by in the first quarter. If you joined us late, Thayer, first play of the night for the Thayer Bobcat offense, went 67 yards for a touchdown. And then picked up a fumble and rumbled 20 yards on Salem's first play. Thayer leads it 14-0. Salem with the ball. 2 receivers near side, 1 to the far side. Double wing this time. The wing is on the right side. Fullback in the backfield. 3rd down and 12. Quarterback looking to throw. Throws over the middle. Passes incomplete. Intended for number 13, Maxton Schlomer. And Schlomer may be saying, do not throw me that ball over there again. Because Cordell came up and took a shot. It'll bring up a 4th down, and the Salem Tigers look like they're bringing on the punt team. Cordell Washington for Thayer will drop back deep to receive the kick. 8:33 to go. Thayer Bobcats so far picking a shutout here at Salem. Punter comes on. He'll put a foot into it. Cordell stands back around the Bobcat 28-yard line looking to receive. Light's starting to take effect here as the sun has gone down. Beautiful night for football here in Salem.
Oh, beautiful night. The weather is absolutely perfect.
Fourth and 12, Salem the punt. Oh, that ball almost got blocked. And it's a short kick going to hit it to 35, bounce down to the 30, and that's where Cordell will just let it go dead. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. The offense takes the field for only the second time in the game, and they already lead 14-0. Wade Dawson Harris at quarterback, number 7 for the Thayer Bobcat. Bobcats in the huddle here on a 1st and 10. This first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. Last time Thayer had the ball, they went 67 yards on one play. What will they do here on the second play of the night? Thayer, of course, wearing the white, trimmed in the green. They got Wade going wide to the far side. Cordell Washington wide to the near side. Dubois and Poole in the backfield. Harris now stands up, looks to the sideline. They're going to change the play. He looks over the defense, now gets back under center. There's a snap, a quick throw again. This one over to Wade. Wade got some room. He's going to get out close to the first down marker at about the 39-yard line. That'll be a 9-yard pickup on a first down play. A completion to number 27, Tucker Wade. So Thayer Bobcats have run 2 offensive plays, both of them. Actually, they called him out of bounds at the 37. So 7 yards on the pickup for Tucker Wade. Do we have a light in here?
Yeah, it's up there above us.
Oh, okay, there we go.
I just wasn't tall enough to reach
it. Oh, there we go. Oh, now I can see what's going on. All right, 2nd down and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, line up in a split backfield, double wide set. And Dawson Harris straight back looking to throw, going to air this thing out, going for Washington. The ball is overthrown, actually. Washington was a lot of contact out there with the DB. I think Washington was looking for a penalty. Didn't get one, couldn't get to the ball. So the second play of the series goes incomplete to bring up a 3rd down and 3. For the Thayer Bobcats. Zeb Dubois coming off the field as
Dominic
Boyce will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. 3rd down and 3, 7:49 to go, first quarter. Thayer already leading 14-0. They have yet to run the football. Bobcats with 4 offensive plays, all of them the pass so far tonight. Now Bobcats getting lined up. They're going to go double wing formation. On a 3rd down and 3, Washington going in motion. They turn, fake a pitch to him, give it to the other man coming the other way, and he's going to be brought down behind the line. Now, Bobcats, a little mix-up on that play. They went to Combs, number 2, and Heath is going to lose about 2 yards on the play. That was a really good defense there for Salem. They had somebody get inside the defensive or in the offensive backfield and just blew that play up from the very beginning. So Thayer tried a little inside handoff out of the double wing. Loses yards. Now 4th down and 5. The Bobcats are set to punt from their own 35-yard line. Cordell Washington doing the kicking duties. Would not anticipate a fake here. Washington puts foot into it. A high spiraling kick. Going to hit down around the 30-yard line and bounce out of bounds right there. So from the 30 to 30, that's a 40-yard punt. And Salem Tigers will retake the field offensively. As we play along here in the first quarter, 7:03 to go. Thayer up 14-0 over the Salem Tigers. Salem offense with 1 first down. Bobcats, 1 first down, right? No, didn't get a first down.
They're yet to get a first down.
Lead 14-0 and no first downs in the game. Here comes Salem. Now the officials still don't have the ball put down. Kind of taking their time out there. Now the ball is down, and Salem in the huddle, calling the play here. Down 14-0. Now they'll break the huddle. Play clock will not start till the ball is snapped. 7:03 to go. They come out here again in the double wing. Ragsdale, the quarterback, up under center on a 1st and 10 play. Now got a man going in motion. That's Dubois. They give to the big fullback up in the middle. He goes nowhere. Good interior line play by the Thayer Bobcats. Wasn't that 34?
Yeah, I believe so.
Brody Barry Ray. No gain on the play. Actually, they're marking for about a 1-yard loss. But Salem had a couple of nice runs in their first possession. Those are being nullified by negative plays here on this drive. 2nd down and 11 for the Tigers. Again, double wing formation. Got a man coming wide to the near side. That is Hollinar. Quarterback looking to run. and no gain. Quarterback number 12 faked and then tried to follow back into the hole. Bobcats stopped him. He'll pick up one, make it third down and 10 for the Salem Tigers. Salem crowd pretty quiet here, but man, this is a big crowd.
Yes, it is.
They do tailgating and all kinds of stuff.
The food from that tailgate smells pretty good earlier.
It does. I hope they have some left when the game
ends. Me too, because we're parked right by it.
Here comes Salem on a third down and 10. Quarterback up under center. In a single wing, this time looking to throw the ball out, and it's behind the receiver, incomplete. That'll bring up a fourth down and long, and the Salem Tigers will be forced to punt the ball again. Well, Salem has attempted two passes so far tonight, both incomplete. Bobcats have thrown, what, four?
Three.
Three passes and completed two, one of them for a 67-yard touchdown. First play of the game. 5:48 to go in the quarter. Cordell Washington back around the 45-yard line to receive this punt. Play clock down to 10. Salem trying to get the punt team in. There they do. There's a kick. Again, another short kick. And this time it's going to hit around the 50 and make the Salem bounce to the 46. That's where the Thayer Bobcats will have it. First and 10. Thayer Bobcat offense. They've scored a touchdown already in this game. They'd like to get another one here. I want to mention again some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game, including Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman and Thayer and West Plains. Dr. Jacob Ekman down on the Bobcat sideline. One of the volunteer coaches doing a good job. The Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer. Silver Spring Storage Unit, RV Park and Commercial Rentals. And the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street. Along with Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Services Thayer and the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. The Bobcat offense. Waiting on the officials to say, let's go. And the officials are taking their time out there. And here we go. Bobcats come to the line of scrimmage. Went back, double wide set. They give it to the second back through. That's Tommy Poole. Poole across the 50, down to the 44-yard line. And close to a Bobcat first down on his first carry of the night. Tommy Gunn Poole picking up about, close to 10 yards. They're going to eyeball it, and they're going to say, first down, Thayer Bobcats. So a 10-yard pickup on first down for Tommy Gunn Poole and the Thayer Bobcats. The officials are trying to get him to move the chains. So the chain gang says, oh, okay. So a second or another first down for the Thayer Bobcats. This one brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare, Orthopedic, and Spine Clinic. Harris gives the ball to Poole. Run over the right side. Breaks the tackle. He's going for a touchdown. To the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Tommy Poole on a 45-yard touchdown run, the third touchdown for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. And that's another $50 in the bank for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital from Dr. Patel and the gang at Thayer Dental Care. Tommy Poole from way downtown. What was that, 45 yards?
45 yards. He's got 55 yards on the night.
On two carries.
On two carries.
45 yards on the carry for the touchdown for Tommy John Poole. Makes it 20-0 Bobcats with the extra point try here to come. 5:16 to go in the first quarter. All back, down, kick is up. This time it is right down the middle. It's good. That makes the score 21-0. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Salem Tigers here at Shuchard Stadium. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Summer's in full swing. Make your home sizzle too. Thayer Decorating brings the heat with their plush marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in bold colors to match your sunny style. Cool off in a custom tile shower with their vibrant tiles. Brighten your rooms with radiant PPG paints and protect your decks with tough flood stains. Perfect for those summer barbecues and pool parties. Don't let summer slip away. Visit Thayer Decorating today and make the most of the season with a fresh, stylish home.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
5:16 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcat has scored again. They now lead it 21-0 over the Salem Tigers. A 45-yard touchdown run by Tommy Poole and Statman Adam. Never got touched.
He was running behind that quick tackle over there. And, I mean, like we talked about in the break, there was just a massive hole over there.
And some others scored on other games around the Ozarks region. Houston leads Kabul 13-0. Liberty leads Davis 6-0. Mountain Grove 7-0 over Willow Springs. Now Mountain Grove 13-0 over the Willow Springs Bears. Here's a kickoff by Cordell Washington. It's a low line drive, going to hit, picked up. Owen goes through the legs of May. May goes back to the 5-yard line, picks it up, looking for somewhere to go, and there's just not anything there. Brought down by Tommy Gunn Poole at the 11-yard line. What a hit by Poole. We've already got a couple of folks that are going to be nominated for Hitman of the Week in this football game. We've still got 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Cordell had a big hit earlier. That one by Tommy Poole. So Salem will take over again, their third possession of the night. So far they have a first down. That's really been about it. 5:09 to go, first quarter, 21-0. They are Bobcats with the lead. Bobcats haven't done anything yet that will hurt their number two ranking in the state polls this week. Playing against a Class 4 school, the Salem Tigers, and dominating this game so far.
Anything could happen.
Anything can happen. It's football. All right, Bobcat defense trying to get them a stop here. Salem still in the huddle. Now they break the huddle. 22 seconds go on the play clock. Again, they're very slow between possessions and about everything here. And double wing formation. Fullback in the backfield. And they turn. They're going to get the ball this time to Dubois. Dubois is going to get hit and brought down way behind the line. They went way deep out of that double wing, and Dubois is going to get tackled all the way back around the 5-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 7 yards on the play. Second down and 17 for the Salem Tigers. The Bobcat defense kind of getting their feet under them now. But we're seeing a lot of shifting in and out with players on the Bobcat defense already. And that's good, just on these younger kids, some action on a Friday night. In the game while it means something, not just under the tobo clock. It goes May in motion out of the double wing. Quarterback running the option, cuts up field, and going to get brought down. He'll pick up a yard, maybe two on the play, but not much there. And he fumbled the ball, and the Thayer Bobcats have recovered. Fumble on the play, and the Thayer Bobcats recover inside the 10-yard line at about the 7. We have a Salem player shaken up on the play. And that may be why the teams are coming to the sideline. I don't know. And then, although I do think it was a fumble on the play recovered by Thayer. Salem start bringing out their defense immediately, but they've got a player down right around the 5-yard line. 4:23 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer leads it by a score of 21-0. While they tend to the injured player down there, they thank you some more, your Thayer Bobcat boosters, helping to bring you the game tonight. Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, and Forstler Store in Thayer and Ashland, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. And I've told you all season long, the broadcasters of football teams in the SBA, we've created a chat group where you can keep up with our games. Now that young man's getting up and looks like he's going to limp off. Get a little assist from Coach Neil Myers over there. But it looks like nothing serious, and we hope not. As the young man, can you catch the number out there?
No, I'm trying. He's angled just where I can't see it.
Yeah, same way here, and it's very dark, and those white numbers don't show up real good on those sky blue uniforms. Is it the quarterback, Ragsdale?
That may be Ragsdale.
I think it looks like number 12 from what I can see. Anyway, it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball after the fumble. Covered by the Bobcats at the 8-yard line of the Salem Tigers. They are looking to put their fourth touchdown on the board. Come out here in the split backfield. And quarterback Dawson Harris gives on a pitch to Dubois. Dubois powers it down near the goal line, takes a dive for it. It's going to be brought down at the 1. That Dubois kind of weave his way. He was fighting off tacklers, gets down to the 1-yard line. So about 7 yards on the pickup for Zeb, but short of the goal line. Bobcats here with a second down and goal to go from the 1. Well, that first down was brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. Bobcats again went back. Dawson Harris up under center. Dawson turns, gives it to Dubois. He fakes it in the middle, now goes to the left, and into the end zone. Touchdown. Thayer Bobcats. That makes our score 27-0. Thayer Bobcats with a lead with 3:42 to go in the first quarter. This thing has been all Thayer Bobcats thanks to two Salem Tiger fumbles. That one at the 8-yard line. Bobcats score two plays later. And with 3:42 to go in the quarter, Thayer Bobcats with the lead. Another touchdown there, fourth tonight. That's another $50 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Here's the extra point drive by Cordell. That one is no good. Missed it.
I think that one might have been tipped, too.
Yeah, I think it was. So with 3:42 to go in the first quarter, Thayer leads it 27-0. We're back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's football season again, and that means tailgate season at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. With a great selection and always the best price, you are sure to score big with more for your trade-in than anywhere else. At Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hey, we're back here at the Shukar Stadium in Salem, Missouri, where the Thayer Bobcats have dominated this first quarter. They've recovered two Salem fumbles. They picked one up and ran in for a 20-yard touchdown. This one they recovered at the 8-yard line. 2 yards later, or two plays later, Deb Dubois goes into the end zone for the touchdown, 27-0. Thayer Bobcats lead. We're still in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Bobcat defense has dominated. The offense has been unstoppable. And, you know, 27 points on the board. The Bobcats have only run a handful of plays. Throwing the ball three times and have run it.
They've run eight plays.
Run eight plays and scored four touchdowns. Here's a kick by Washington, taken by Dubois, back at the 5, after the 10, 15. Oh, and did he get put down? Oh, what a hit at the 25-yard line. Man, that was a Ming, number 14, made that first hit. And Al Mays actually got out of that one. But that was a monster hit by the Bobcats kickoff recovery team. And the Salem Tigers come back on the field for another possession. 3:36 to go. They have a first down in the quarter, but that's been it. Almost every play has been stopped for a loss or has been a fumble. Now Salem's going to call a timeout. 3:36 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads Salem 27-0. Tigers take a timeout. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Friday Night Lights, hometown pride and hard-fought victories. Just like Thayer Bobcat football, Southern Bank knows what it means to work hard and serve our local communities. Whether you're saving for college, buying your first home, or growing your business, Southern Bank is here for every goal line you cross. Proud to serve Thayer and all of Southern Missouri. Southern Bank, strong roots, strong branches. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Salem Tigers have to call a timeout there. And we're looking to try and see if number 12 has gone back on the field. He was injured earlier. That is their starting quarterback. And is he back out there?
I couldn't tell either.
It's really hard to see those numbers from here. White numbers on a light blue uniform. And just kind of take a look here, see who goes in behind centers. They're back out there. And they try to get lined up. I do not see number 12.
Nope, it is number 5, I believe.
Number 5, yep. Number 5 up there, that is Dubois, filling in at quarterback. Got a man going in motion in the double wing. Takes a handoff, makes a fake, and now trying to run for it. Gets out across the 30 to the 33. 33-yard line. That'll be a nice game there, about 6 yards on the play. For number 5, Silas Dubois, a 6-foot, 165-pound running back, having to play some quarterback here as Ragsdale was hurt on that fumble. And now number 40 going off the field. That is Titus White, another man coming on for the Salem Tigers. Second down and about 3 here, making a long 3, almost 4 on the play. Down to 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Double wing formation for Salem. And Dubois in their quarterback. Got a man in motion. Now looking to run with it, and he's not going anywhere. Tackle behind the line by the Thayer Bobcats. Big number 66. Man, that's a big kid. That's Connor Crowder, 6'4", 275. there to make the play behind the line. Play is actually going to lose about 3 yards, make it third down and 7 for the Salem Tigers, down to 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Hope you're enjoying tonight's Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Again, Dubois in there, quarterback for Salem, number 5. They come in a double wing formation. Got a man going in motion, and the quarterback is going to try and keep it again, and again, going to be brought down at the line. Who was it that made that play? In the box, or in the backfield.
I believe that was Big Zeb Dubois.
He's Combs got him first, and then Big Zeb Dubois finished him off. It's a gain of 0 on the play. It'll bring up a 4th down and 7. Salem will be forced to punt, and the Thayer Bobcats will drop Cordell White back deep to receive. Will he get an opportunity to run this one back, or are they going to drop him back deep? They may not even drop him back. Now he's going back to the 50. Anticipating a short punt here. They've been punting from their own 30-yard line. They have not broken midfield yet in this game. Here's the kick. Going to get a kick. Cordell going to come up and try to field it and gets hit. Bobcats recover on the run. And down to the 45-yard line goes the Bobcat ball carrier, which was, who was that? That was Corbin.
No, that was number 10, I believe.
That was number 20. Corbin Taylor. Corbin.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it was Corbin.
And we're going to have a penalty against Salem for the hit, I do believe. No indication yet from the white hat, who is just now making his way up to the line of scrimmage. He was way back there watching the punter. What in the world? Come on, guys. And we did get a penalty flag down. Cordell was in traffic. He tried to catch that ball, and it bounced off one of the Salem defenders off the top of his helmet. And the Bobcats caught it out of the air. Corbin Taylor, I believe it was, returned it down to the 45-yard line for the officials Sunday. Now to figure this one out, White Hat still doesn't know what to call. Go to the Bobcat captain, say you want to take penalty or what. And it'll be a penalty against Salem. So from the line of scrimmage, you're going 15 yards. We got a personal foul. They never did give us an indication what the penalty was over here. But Thayer's coming out with the ball, 1st and 10 from the Salem 29-yard line. And now the White Hat's going over the umpire, the referee, to explain it to the Salem coaches. And are we going to get an indication?
Nope.
Apparently not.
Nope.
So no indication, but it was a personal foul against Salem. Thayer has it 1st and 10 from the Salem 29-yard line. Dawson Harris back in there, quarterback, the senior, doing a good job tonight. 2 for 3 throwing the ball with a touchdown. And this first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Down to 9 seconds on the play clock. Thayer comes out a power eye. Cordell is the deep man. He gets a handoff running over the right side, breaks the tackle, breaks another, and he's gone for a touchdown. 5, touchdown, Cordell Washington, 29-yard touchdown run over the right side. And, man, once he gets past that initial line of scrimmage, he is just gone. So Thayer with their 5th touchdown of the first quarter, folks. That makes it 33-0 with a minute 13 left in the first quarter. Washington, 29 yards for the TD. So Thayer, that's the 2nd touchdown tonight for Cordell. Boyce has got one, Poole's got one, Dubois has got one. And that is another $350 in the bank for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thanks to Thayer Dental Care.
Thayer only has 1 first down in this game.
Bobcats going on a 2-point conversion here, and the play is into the end zone. Good. Dominic Boyce with the 2-point conversion. So 2-point is good. That makes it 35-0. Hey, Bobcats, with the lead, we're still in the first quarter. And what do you say, the Bobcats only have 1 first down?
Yeah, they still only have 1 first down in the game. Combined, there's been 2 first downs in the whole game.
Wow. Salem's got one. Thayer's got one. Bobcats have turned their possessions all into long touchdowns. Again, Thayer leads it 35-0. We'll have a kick from Salem in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Support Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
End of season blowout sale is going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Get deep discounts on remaining lawnmowers. See store for details. And mum's the word. That's right. Mums have arrived. Mums for your fall decorating, just $14.99. Hurry in now to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have just scored their fifth touchdown of the first quarter. They lead Salem 35-0. With Cordell Washington with a little dive play over the right side, went 29 yards for the touchdown. And Dominic Boyce with a two-point conversion. Thayer leads it 35-0. A minute 13 to go in the first quarter. By the way, Branson leading West Plains. Homecoming for the Zizzers tonight, and they're on the short end of a 14-0 score. Mountain Grove now leads Willow Springs 20-0. And Ava still playing with Liberty. Liberty leads us 6-0 after one. Here's the kickoff, taken by the deep man and returned out across the 35 to near the 40-yard line. Who was that on the return?
Number 28.
Number 28 on the return. That is May. He's their sprinter. He's their speed guy. And got a good return out to the 39-yard line. Well, they're marking down officially. Here come the Salem Tigers with the ball. Can they get something going offensively? They're down to their second-string quarterback. I do not see Ragsdale back out on the field. Number five, starting running back, Silas Dubois, has taken over the quarterback duties for Salem. And so far, every time they snapped it to him, he's had to run with it, and he has no positive yardage. Again, double wing formation. Mays up under center. Turns, hands it off, and the fullback going nowhere. Number 34, Brody Barry Ray, is going to get tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Good stand by the Thayer Bobcat interior line.
They're just so tough in there.
They are. Well, they're huge, and they're so strong, and they're very quick. You know, Crowder in there is a pretty quick kid for 295 pounds.
Yeah,
and Tipton, when he's in there, he's not in there right now, but Tipton in there, you know, tipping the scales at around 300, is the quick tackle on offense. There comes Salem on a second down and 10, down to 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. They turn, hand the ball off to the back, trying to get to the outside. That's going to go nowhere. Matter of fact, going to lose about 2 yards on the play. That was number 14, Ira Barton. Will lose a couple on the play. And looks like that will be the final play of the first quarter. We're down 14 seconds. Salem just getting into the huddle. Loss of 3 yards on the play for Barton. Makes it third down and 13 for the Salem Tigers. And we're not going to run another play here. At the end of one quarter play, Thayer 35, Salem 0. We're back to Shewcart Stadium with our second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Summer is winding down, but your car prep is heating up. As the leaves start to turn, trust the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer to get you ready for fall. Corey, Steve, and the team will check your tires for wet autumn roads, test your battery for cooler mornings, and service your brakes for slick conditions. From premium tires to interstate batteries, they handle cars, trucks, SUVs, and trailers. Don't let fall catch you unprepared. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer, making your transition from summer to fall smooth and confident.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, it's a third down and 13 for the Salem Tigers. And they tried to get something going offensively, but the Thayer Bobcat defense has just been too much for the Tigers, excuse me, here in this ballgame tonight. Here they come. Backup quarterback in the game. That is Mays, excuse me, Dubois, on a third down and 13. They got a man going in motion. And Dubois looking to throw. Pass is incomplete over the middle. That'll bring up a fourth down and another punting situation for the Salem Tigers. So every possession for Salem has ended in a punt tonight. They have one first down in the game. And folks, we're still, well, we just got started with the second quarter. 3 seconds gone by in the second. Thayer leads it, if you haven't been with us, 35-0. And no, they don't use the turbo clock in the first half of the game. 35-0 Thayer. And again, Salem on the punt, almost over the kicker's head. He makes a nice catch, got the kick away. Cordell Fields it at about the 42-yard line. They're going to get away. Still looking to get away. Now cuts out between players after the 45, and that's about it. Cordell Washington and the Thayer Bobcats with good field position at their own 45-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. See what we see here offensively. Last time Thayer had the ball, they ran a little dive play out of the power eye to Cordell. He went 29 yards for a touchdown. The 5th touchdown of the first quarter for the Thayer Bobcats. We're in the second quarter here. That's $350 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Compliments of Dr. Patel and the staff at Thayer Dental Care. They donate $50 for every touchdown the Bobcats score this season. Well, by coming into the game, Thayer had scored 16 touchdowns. That's $800. 5 more already tonight. Here to give to Dubois, running up in the middle. And he's going to get maybe a yard on the play. Good interior line play that time for the Salem Tigers. Dubois has nowhere to go on the play. Well, actually, getting up with the ball is Dawson Harris. Well, he must have pulled it from Dubois and only picked up 1 yard on the play. So, Bobcats running a little option. Dawson Harris on the keeper. Picks up only 1. 2nd down and 9. 17 on the play clock as the Bobcats in the huddle. Break that huddle. Run to the line of scrimmage. Split backs. Double wide set. Harris up under center. Straight back. Gives a fake in the middle. Going, he gives it. That is Combs. Combs breaks into free at the 40. To the 45. 30. 35. Got outrun one man. Gets by him at the 10. 5. Touchdown. Oh, we're going to mark him down at the 1 yard line. Oh, my goodness. Heath Combs goes 10. 20, 30, 40, 54 yards, and gets taken down at the 1 yard line. You got to give Heath the ball again right here.
Yeah, I would think so.
You got to give Combs the ball again after a 54 yard run down to the 1 yard line. There, Bobcats have got it for the first time tonight in the Community Bank red zone.
Yeah, that's also the 2nd first down of the game
for the Thayer offense.
For the Thayer offense,
and they scored 35 points. Well, the defense has scored 7. Offensive scored 28. Bobcats. 1st and goal to go from the 1 yard line. Heath Combs is the back on the left. I look to give the ball to Heath right here again. Let him finish off this touchdown drive. They turn. Now it goes to Dubois right up the gut, and a touchdown for Zeb Dubois and the Thayer Bobcats. 1 yard touchdown run comes with 10:45 to go in the first half. Dubois on a 1 yard run set up by the 54 yard run by Heath Combs. And we got another Salem player down on the play. I got a Salem player, looks like number 7, Everett Campbell. Down on the field for the Salem Tigers. They've already lost their quarterback, although he is up walking around on the sideline. We'll see if maybe he gets back in the ballgame. So the touchdown is good. Extra point tried to come here. It's the Thayer Bobcats now lead it 41-0. A 1 yard touchdown run by Zeb Dubois. 2nd touchdown of the night for Zeb. Both of them on 1 yard touchdown runs. Boyce has got a touchdown. Cordell Washington's got 2. Tommy Poole's got 1 on a 45 yard run. By the way, Washington's first touchdown, the first play of the game, a 67 yard touchdown pass. And the pass was behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, yeah. Once he made the catch, it was lights out.
Yeah, you could tell he was gone. And tending to the injured Salem Tiger, number 7, Everett Campbell, a senior, 5'11", 205-pounder, being helped off the field. It looks like he's able to put weight on both legs as he's walking off now to pretty much his own power. Hopefully nothing serious. He'll get back out there. Don't like to see guys getting hurt.
Especially not in a game like this one.
Not in a game like this one. 41-0. Thayer with a lead. 10:45 to go in the first half. 2nd quarter action. Bears run two plays in the quarter. One of them a 54-yard scamper down to the one, and the other one the touchdown by Zeb Dubois to Dozier. Getting it done tonight, 2 1-yard touchdown runs.
What you like to hear out of your Dozier.
That's exactly right. Bobcats line up here for the two-point conversion. Harrison shotgun formation. And take it, just going to run straight ahead. In for the two-point conversion, Dawson Harris. And the Bobcats now lead it 43-0. With 10:45 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a timeout. Be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, 10:45 to go in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats have just scored their sixth touchdown of the game, and they lead it 43-0 over the Salem Tigers here in the heart of Dent County, Salem, Missouri, Schuchart Stadium. Been all Bobcats from the opening kick until the very last play that we've had so far. It's still 10:45 to go in this first half.
Wow.
Wow. Dominating. This is one of the most dominating performances we have seen in a while.
Yeah. You're right.
And here's the kickoff by the Thayer Bobcats. High end over end kick. Adam will field it at the 20 after 25-30, and the young man up the sideline will be knocked out of bounds. Looks like about the 35-yard line where the Salem Tigers will have it first and 10. Again, they're down to Silas Dubois, number 5, as their quarterback, at least the last two possessions. Is he still out there, or is number 12 make his way back out? He was injured earlier, the starting quarterback for Salem. They're going with the backup. And trying to see as they take the huddle and can't tell. Man, those numbers on those uniforms are hard to see. Yeah, it is Dubois. He's in shotgun formation. Oh, he's up under center. Got a man going in motion, and he gives it on the pitch and trying to get to the outside. It's going to be hemmed in. Now gets away and gets out to about the 38-yard line. Or it should be, 38-yard line. Pickup of 3 yards on the play. That was number 10, Paxton Deason, a 5'11", 150-pound junior. Show good speed, picks up a little bit of positive yardage for the Salem Tigers. They have used a lot of different people already in this game. Number 17 checking in now, bringing in the play from the sideline. We do not have him in our program. One of those guys, it must be 13. 13, Schlomer. Again, Dubois up under center on a second down and 7 for Salem. Again, double wing, wingman coming in motion. And Dubois trying to keep it, gets hit in the backfield. He gets back maybe a yard on play to the 39. Christian Pitts had him by the shirt tails and drug him down from behind. We're going to give him a yard on the gain. It'll be third down and 6 now for Salem. Clock still running, 9:36 to go in the first half. I will catch up with other games around the area when we get an opportunity. That looked like really only one close game so far tonight in the SCA. That would be Ava and Liberty. Liberty leading 6-0. Houston 35-0 over Kabul. Mountain Grove 27-0 over Willow Springs. All first half scores. Salem on a third down and 7. Got a man in motion. Quarterback makes the handoff. Couldn't get it there. Now going to try and run, and we'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. No gain on the play. Tackle up there by Tommy Gunn Poole. No, I'm sorry. Maddox Underwood. 0. Maddox Underwood making the play, and that'll bring up a 4th down and 6 for the Salem Tigers, and they will be on to punt the ball again. They are trying to get some substitutions out on the field. I see Cordell Washington is not back deep. He is actually on the Bobcat sideline. Cordell's night may be over.
Yeah, he was off that whole possession there. Yeah. Looks like Corbin Taylor's dropped back.
Yeah, Corbin Taylor back deep. Here's the kick. High spiraling kick. That's a nice punt right there. And it takes a bobcat bounce back to the 42-yard line. That's where Salem will down it. And the punt actually only covers about 20 yards. So Fair Bobcat offense on the field, leading already 43-0 with 8:21 to go in the first half. See Rowan Johnson into the Bobcat backfield now, number 11. Bobcat sophomore who had a good night running the ball on Monday as the Fair JV took on the Liberty Eagles and got beat. And it looks like a lot of Bobcat subs are getting in the game already. Corbin Taylor going in there. And we may be seeing Atkinson at quarterback here. Yep, number 6, Atkinson, into the game. Kipton Atkinson, 5'11", 150-pound sophomore for the Thayer Bobcats. There goes Dominic Boyce checking into the game for Thayer. 8:21 to go in the first half. Bobcats will line up in a double wing formation. Boyce is the fullback. Atkinson's got a man in motion, gives him the pitch, and it's Taylor. Taylor cuts to the outside, gets across the 45, out to about the 47-yard line. Be a nice 5-yard pickup for number 20, Corbin Taylor. That's my neighbor, by the way. Boy, he's got a nice little blue truck.
He does.
He just started driving, and he got him a good truck. I've got a blue truck, too, but his looks way better than mine. I wonder if he'd be interested in trading.
I don't know. I heard he's pretty fond of that truck.
Yeah, but you wouldn't mess mine up so much going mudding. Anyway, second down and 5 for the Thayer Bobcats. Split backfield, double wide set. Atkinson gives to the first man through. Breaks the tackle out across the 50. Near the first down marker goes Rowan Johnson, number 11. For the Thayer Bobcats, there'll be a 5-yard pickup and a first down by the Thayer Bobcats. That first down powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. In West Plains, Rowan Johnson, number 11 on the carry, picks up 5 for the Thayer Bobcats. And right now, I don't see, well, Wade is still in there, number 27. I think Riley White is still in there, the tight end. A lot of the Bobcat offensive line still in the game. Give a little protection to Atkinson, see what he can do. He will be the heir apparent to the QB job next year. Up under center, gives the ball up in the middle, and another 3-yard pickup. That'll be Rowan Johnson, number 11, over the right side. Picks up 3 on the play. Clock still running, down to 7 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats get Owen Brown into the game. He will replace Rowan Johnson. And number 22, Owen Brown, a freshman. 5'7", 135-pounder, checking in the Bobcat backfield. Also does a nice job running the ball for the junior varsity Bobcats, who are now 2-1 on the year. Second down and 7. They are in a power T formation, double tight set. Atkinson, the quarterback, will give to Dominic Boyce, running over the left side. Dominic, got to break a tackle. Going to be brought down at about the 42-yard line. Be a pickup of about 3 on the play. Give him 3. Going to bring up a third down and short yardage here for Thayer. Third down and about 3. With 6 minutes to go in the first half, they are leading 43-0. And the JV kids are getting an opportunity to play here in the first half on a Friday night.
You know they're lighting up like that.
Oh, man. Power I formation here behind Atkinson, the quarterback. Oh, third down and 3. Ball's going to go to, that's Brown. Brown gets across the left side, sidesteps the tackle, and dives ahead for a 4-yard pickup and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Nice run there by number 22, Owen Brown, for the first down for the Thayer Bobcats. And now Dominic Boyce comes off the field. And number 14, Cashton Mean, will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. I was given Cashton's nickname.
What is it?
I'm not going to use it until he becomes a varsity starter.
All right.
I will spare him that. We play here with 5:29 to go in the first half. They were the first down, powered by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Went backfield, double wide set for Atkinson at quarterback on the first down play. They're going to keep it on the option, pitches it out, got the ball to the back, and Brown gets all the way down to near the 30-yard line before he's taken out of bounds. That's about an 8-yard pickup for number 22, Owen Brown, the freshman, in some playing time here with the varsity Bobcats. bring up a second down and about 2 yards to go. Down to 5 minutes to play in the first half. They are putting together a nice sustained drive here and doing it with the JV unit on the field. Kipton Atkinson in at quarterback, 5'11", 150-pounder. Split backfield here, running the option left, gives to the fullback, and he's hit at the line and dropped maybe a yard on the game. Who was that on the carry?
Number 14.
That was Ming on the carry. Cashton will pick up one, make a second down and about two. Actually make it third down and about one. Actually, ball sits at the 29. They got to get to the 28 for a first down. 4:20 to go in the half. JV Bobcats would like to get a first half touchdown. That would be a big deal for them. And build confidence for that JV unit going forward in their season.
Yep.
Still got 5 games to play. They're coming out here in the old box formation on a third down and one.
Yeah.
And we got a penalty flag as got an illegal procedure call on the Thayer Bobcats. Let them back him up 5. That'll get him out of that formation. An old Coach Meek formation there, the old box. All the backs right up immediately behind the offensive lineman. Somebody moved. And it'll be now third down and 6 with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Kipton Atkinson, valuable playing time here on a Friday night with the Bobcat varsity. I mentioned young man who's being looked to become the quarterback of these Bobcats 1 year from now. Went backfield behind him, double wide set. Atkinson gives a fake. Now the second man through. That is Brown. He breaks the tackle into the clear to the 20. He's all the way down to the 10-yard line before he's brought down. What a run by Brown. Covers 10, 20, 25 yards, and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. And the Bobcats officially in the Community First Banking Company red zone against the Salem Tiger defense. 3:37 to go in the first quarter. In that first down, powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And this Brown kid, the freshman, a nice run. He's backing up some yards already in this game. They marked him down at the 11-yard line, so Thayer could get a first down before they score the touchdown. Atkinson up on a first down play, under center, flip backs behind him. Turn, gives the ball. Ball carrier over the right side. That is Rowan Johnson, number 11. Rowan gets down to about the 8-yard line, so picks up a yard, maybe two. Well, actually, 3 on the play. He started at the 11, down to the 8. Second down and 7 for the Thayer Bobcat JV offense. Getting a chance to play on a Friday night here in Salem, Missouri. By the way, if you joined us late, we're down to 2:47 to go in the first half. Thayer leads 43-0. Single back set in a double wing formation. There goes a man in motion. That is Taylor in the And now goes to the inside, into the end zone. We'll go number 11, Rowan Johnson, on an 8-yard touchdown run. Comes with 2:32 to play in the first half. Rowan Johnson, that may be his first varsity touchdown.
I was trying to think if he scored one last year or not, but I don't think he did.
I don't know that he did, especially not against a varsity defense. So 2:32 to play in the first half, and Johnson, Rowan Johnson, with an 8-yard touchdown scamper. That makes it 49-0. And Thayer looking to go for 2, and it is no good as Atkinson gets back around the 10-yard line. 2-point conversion, no good. Our score remains Thayer 49, Salem nothing. We'll be back with a kick from Shukar Stadium in Salem in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Jesse Tucker with Ozark Legacy Insurance Partners. Here in the Ozarks, there's nothing better than supporting our local athletes. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, sports bring our schools and communities together as one. We are proud to serve the Ozarks, bringing faith, family values, and caring for our community into everything we do. Because at Ozark Legacy, it's our family protecting your family. Come see us at 1522 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains or give us a call at 417-505-5010. This season and every season, we're proud to be part of your team.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
We're down to 2:32 to play in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats continue to dominate here at Salem, leading the Tigers 49-0. The Bobcat JV offense just drove the ball down the field and scored on an 8-yard touchdown run by number 11, Rowan Johnson. Bobcats missed the two-point conversion. It is 49-0.
Got an update on the Southside Marionville game.
Yeah.
Southside 21, Marionville 0 at the half.
Wow. Yeah, Marionville, they got an off day in their schedule because of Springfield Central, who they're supposed to play tonight, dropped their football program. And Southside Baseball had an open day, so they got together and they're playing tonight. And that game over at Mountain Home, I believe. Here's a short kick taken by the Salem Tigers. The return out to 30 and up to 35, 37-yard line. Fumble on the play, and the Thayer Bobcats have recovered. For the third time tonight, Salem has fumbled the ball, and the Thayer Bobcats have recovered at the Salem 37-yard line. Three fumbles. Thayer Bobcats have turned two of them into touchdowns. Will they turn the third into a touchdown? Wow. A good kick return out to 37 when the young man got hit. All popped out there. Thayer Bobcats. I didn't see who it was who recovered it. But the Bobcats recovering. You got to wonder if the varsity guys are done for the night. You know, a lot of times they'll come back and play a little bit in the third quarter.
Right.
You know, after the halftime break. But I think we're going to see a lot of JV Bobcat football here for the rest of this game. First and 10, first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Bobcats give the ball right up the gut. Running up in there, we'll have to see the number. Was that Rowan again? No, it wasn't Rowan. Who was it on that carry? That was Ming, Cashton Ming, number 14. And a pickup of 1 yard on the play. Thayer Bobcats have scored 2, 4, 6, 7 touchdowns. Dr. Patel, we're getting in your pocket over at Thayer Dental Care for St. Jude tonight. 7 touchdowns, that would be $350 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thank you, Dr. Patel and Thayer Dental Care. Bobcats come out, split back, give the ball to Rowan Johnson. Rowan trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, gets hit behind the line. Nice play by number 57. For the Salem Tigers, that is Gavin Sapaw. And Rowan got back to the original line of scrimmage, so a loss of a yard on the play. Again, good play there by Sapaw to get back there and trip him up behind the line. Okay, these young backs, they run hard.
They do.
They run hard regardless of the situation. Building for the future is what you do. And, of course, I think Coach Breyer Hancock, being an assistant under Coach Billy Weber, that you really learned a lot about that. Here's Rowan Johnson on the third down and 10. Rowan breaks the tackle, trying to get to the first down marker, cuts it inside, got the first down and more all the way down to the 20-yard line. From the 37 to the 20. Actually, to mark him down at about the 22, but that is, what about?
15 yards.
15 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Rowan Johnson on the carry. And that first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And the Thayer Bobcats are back in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Salem Tigers. A first down for Kipton Atkinson, the Bobcat quarterback. We're down to 40 seconds to play in the first half. Clock is running here. Bobcats with the ball to 21. Well, the JV would love to score again right here. Have a split backfield. This time they're going to throw this ball in toward the end zone, and the ball is intercepted at the 5-yard line. Trying to get it to Tucker Wade. It was overthrown and intercepted by the Salem Tigers. So Thayer Bobcats with their first turnover tonight. That'll be an interception thrown by Atkinson. And Salem takes over with 26 seconds to go in the first half. By the way, stay tuned. We are just minutes away now from our Thayer Bobcat halftime report brought to you by 5D Screen Printing in West Plains. We'll get scores and highlights of other games around the region. Of course, I'm sure that Mason and if Mike's still there, he'll be talking a little Razorback and Missouri Tigers football. Of course, the Chiefs playing on Sunday night football this week. We'll have them on K-Country 95 Sunday night at 6 for the pregame show, 7:15 for the kickoff. Bobcats, a lot of subs on the field right now on the defense as well. 26 seconds to go. Dubois up under center for Salem. Double wing formation behind it. Takes the snap and just going to take a knee. And that will end effectively our first half. Our score, Thayer 49, Salem 0. We'll be back to Schuchart Stadium in just 2 minutes with your 5D screen printing halftime report. 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Shewcart Stadium in Salem, Missouri, where the Thayer Bobcats with a comfortable 7-touchdown lead at the end of the first half. Our score is 49-0. Let's recap how this one started. Thayer Bobcats won the toss and elected to take the football. They received it. They had the ball at the 43-yard line after a nice kickoff return. First play from scrimmage, Bobcats throw a quick out pass to Cordell Washington, and Washington went 67 yards for the touchdown. We were literally 12 seconds into the game. Thayer had a 6-0 lead. Bobcats kick off to the Salem Tigers. They ran it back to about the 20-yard line. On their first play from scrimmage, Dominic Boyce took the ball away from the quarterback and rumbled 20 yards into the end zone for a touchdown on a fumble recovery. We were 12 seconds into this game. Thayer led 14-0 as a two-point conversion was good. Thayer wasn't done there in the first quarter. Tommy Poole got loose on a 45-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. Thayer was up 21-0. That was midway through the first quarter. Bobcats weren't done. Bobcats took the ball down to the 1-yard line. That's where Zeb Dubois punched it in from 1 yard out to make it 27-0. And then Cordell Washington got loose on a 29-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion was good. Made it 35-0. That was their score at the end of one quarter of play. Bobcats not done. They got the ball down to the 1 yard line after a 54-yard run by Heath Combs. Heath got knocked out just before he got in the end zone. I thought he got in, but the official said no. And on the next play, Zeb Dubois rumbles in from 1 yard out for his second touchdown of the game. 2-point conversion was good, made it 43-0. And then the Thayer Bobcat junior varsity offense got the ball. And with 2:32 to play in the first half, it was Rowan Johnson scoring on an 8-yard scamper. 2-point conversion, no good. And that makes it our halftime score, 49-0. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Salem Tigers. All right, the Statman Adams busy working on all the numbers. There's not much for Salem, but the Bobcats putting up big numbers in the first half. We will have a look at those and more coming up as we continue on the 5D screen printing of West Plains Thayer Bobcat halftime report. Back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Life is loud, chaotic,
hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, the dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in Mountain Grove, West Plains, or Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Just like the Thayer Bobcats fight for every yard, Thayer Dental Care, a Moart Dental and Implants location, fights for your family's healthiest smile. From routine cleanings to advanced dental implants, Dr. Patel and Dr. Blount provide comprehensive care for every member of your family. Thayer Dental Care, part of Moart Dental and Implants, proudly supporting Thayer Bobcats football. Call today to schedule your appointment and keep your winning smile game ready. Thayer Dental Care, Moart Dental and Implants says go Bobcats.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
We're at halftime at Shukar Stadium in Salem, Missouri. Thayer Bobcats with a 49-0 lead. I just ran down the scoring for you. By the way, 7 touchdowns in the first half. That is $350 in the bank for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Compliments of Dr. Patel and his staff at Thayer Dental Care. And Statman Adams has been working on the numbers. Have those for us here for the first half.
Yeah, we'll start with the Salem Tigers. Passing-wise, they are 0-for-3 for no yards. Rushing-wise, they have 7 yards with 1 first down, bringing their first half total to 7 yards. Now, Ragsdale does have 9 yards rushing, but all the negatives negate
elsewhere,
that.
Yeah.
Then you get to your Thayer Bobcats, and 8-9. 10 different Bobcats have run the ball already tonight.
Wow.
Combined for 227 yards, only 5 first downs, but led by Tommy Poole with 55 yards, followed by Heath Combs with 52 yards. Passing-wise, Dawson Harris is 2-for-3 with 74 yards, 1 touchdown, and Kipton Axton is 0-for-1 with an interception, bringing their half totals to 301 yards.
Wow. You know, you would think with a score 49-0, you got to think they got to be just running all over them, but the Bobcats have had the benefit of the short field all night long.
Most of the night.
In fact, I think of the 7 touchdowns, all but one of them, Bobcats started the drive on the Salem side of the field. So when that happens, I mean, it just, and again, the Bobcats starters did not play much in the second quarter.
No.
I mean, Thayer was up, what, 35-0? 35-0 at the end of the first quarter, and Coach Briar Hancock started getting a lot of the varsity kids out of there, letting the JV kids play for a little bit. I would imagine we'll see the Bobcat starters again to start the third quarter, just to kind of get them warmed up. You know, it's a kind of a, well, it's actually getting a little bit chilly out here tonight.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, instead of standing around in chilly weather and, you know, maybe working up, they'll get them out there, let them get warm, and then JV will finish off the game tonight. But, wow, what a first half performance by the Thayer Bobcats. 49-0, Thayer with the lead over the Salem Tigers here at the half. You're listening to the 5D screen printing of West Plains Thayer Bobcat halftime report. Nice job by the band here at Salem, entertaining the crowd at the half. All right, looking for updates here on some of the other games going on. At the half, Houston leads Kabul 35-0. Mountain Grove at the half, 33-8 over Willow Springs. And we haven't had any updates on the Liberty-Eagle game. Liberty and Ava playing. The Eagles led 6-0 after 1, and we have heard nothing since then. And let's see, West Plains Zizzers are getting beat. Last score I had on that one, it was Branson 14, West Plains nothing midway through the second quarter. But I'm sure the guys back in the studio have been working on trying to get some of those things. So we're going to take a break here. We'll send it back to the Ecom Sports Desk where the guys are standing by. And I have a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll be back to Shukar Stadium here in about 6 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Did you get it switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See Shelter Insurance Agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Just like the Thayer Bobcats fight for every yard, Thayer Dental Care, a Moart Dental and Implants location, fights for your family's healthiest smile. From routine cleanings to advanced dental implants, Dr. Patel and Dr. Blount provide comprehensive care for every member of your family. Thayer Dental Care, part of Moart Dental and Implants, proudly supporting Thayer Bobcats football. Call today to schedule your appointment and keep your winning smile game ready. Thayer Dental Care, Moart Dental and Implants says go Bobcats.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Well, good evening. I'm Mike Robinson along with Mason Wade here at your halftime. Thayer Bobcats leading at the half 49-0 over the Salem Tigers. Looking at scores from other games around the area, and I know Mike covered a lot of these. Branson leading West Plains at the half 14-7. They're celebrating homecoming there in West Plains. Mountain Grove leading Willow Springs 33-8. Liberty leads Ava 18-0. It's Houston over Kabul 35-0. And the only other score that we're able to get a score on, those Arkansas scores not reported. Only two games in Arkansas that we're watching, Cave City and Brinkley and Izard County and Melbourne, have not got a score on either one. We do know that Batesville Southside, ranked number three in Class 4A in Arkansas, is leading Marionville, the number one ranked Class 1 team in Missouri, 21-0. That last report we got on that. And I think Mason has got the baseball scores. How are the Royals and Cardinals doing, Mason?
Absolutely. Up in Kansas City, the Royals are beating Toronto 10-1 in the bottom of the fifth. And in St. Louis, the Cards are beating the Brewers in the bottom of the fourth 2-1.
How about that? All right. Let's go Cards and Royals. College football tomorrow. Got a busy day. Starts early, 11 o'clock kickoff. The Arkansas Razorbacks in Memphis to take on the Tigers.
Some great games going on.
Yeah. Missouri, number 21-ranked Tigers, play host to the number 24-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks. Arkansas State is at Kennesaw State, and looks like Missouri State will host UT Martin, University of Tennessee Martin, tomorrow in their game, and I think that kicks off home game at 6 o'clock. Of course, we got NFL football right here on K-Country 95 on Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football will take on the New York Giants. Chiefs need a win, 0-2 on the season. Hopefully they get it turned around here.
So.
It's not going to get any better, because I mean, next week it's the Ravens. So they need to get this win against the Giants this week. Anyway, that's a 7:20 kickoff on that on Sunday night. Pre-game will start at 6 o'clock right here on your home for Chiefs football, K-Country 95. So we'll look forward to that. And I'll look forward to watching my Razorbacks in the morning playing an early game at 11 o'clock. Don't have to set up till midnight to watch the end of it now. Anyway, that's the scores that we have right now from around the area. We'll keep you updated throughout the night, and we'll have more
with Mike and Statman Adam coming up here in just a little bit on your halftime report on K-Country 95.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. We have a huge selection of Buick SUVs in stock. Buick Encore GX, Buick Envista, Buick Envision, and the all-new 2025 Buick Enclave. The best discounts, the best selection, the best price. And, hey, we are Howell County's only Buick dealer within 100 miles of any direction.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Friday Night Lights, hometown pride and hard-fought victories. Just like Thayer Bobcat football, Southern Bank knows what it means to work hard and serve our local communities. Whether you're saving for college, buying your first home, or growing your business, Southern Bank is here for every goal line you cross. Proud to serve Thayer and all of Southern Missouri. Southern Bank, strong roots, strong branches. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
End of season blowout sale is going on now at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Get deep discounts on remaining lawnmowers. See store for details. And mum's the word. That's right. Mums have arrived. Mums for your fall decorating, just $14.99. Hurry in now to Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in Thayer, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Summer is winding down, but your car prep is heating up. As the leaves start to turn, trust the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer to get you ready for fall. Corey, Steve, and the team will check your tires for wet autumn roads, test your battery for cooler mornings, and service your brakes for slick conditions. From premium tires to Interstate batteries, they handle cars, trucks, SUVs, and trailers. Don't let fall catch you unprepared. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer, making your transition from summer to fall smooth and confident.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Shoecar Stadium. It is halftime, and you're listening to the 5D printing of West Plains Thayer Bobcat halftime report. If you joined us late, Thayer Bobcats have dominated the Salem Tigers tonight. Thayer leading 49-0 at the half. Thayer ran the lead out to 35-0 at the end of the first quarter. Well, we've got a few minutes here. We're waiting for the teams to retake the field and get our second half underway. Remind you that next Friday night is homecoming at Lewis Boston Field in Thayer. Your Thayer Bobcats, if they can hang on for the second half here, they're going to be 4-0 heading into homecoming. And I believe it's the Houston Tigers come to town. Is that correct?
That is correct.
The Houston Tigers, who are also, I believe, going to be undefeated going into that game.
What a game.
Yeah, they're winning big tonight over at Kabul. So it should be a dandy ball game. Now, homecoming activities will begin with the homecoming parade downtown Thayer at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Now, the alumni is doing a meal before and during the football game, beginning at 5 o'clock on the west end of the football field. You can go down there, $15, and get a meal. And Big D's Barbecue, one of our boosters for Thayer Bobcat football, will be providing the meal, pulled pork and all your goodies to go with it, and the desserts, which have some marvelous desserts for that thing. $15. You do not have to be an alumni from Thayer to participate. Everybody is welcome to participate. They'll have a big tent set up down there. They'll have tables set up for the folks that want to just sit and enjoy their meal and enjoy visiting with folks from around the region. They come home for homecoming. The homecoming crowning will be at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, the Thayer Bobcats and the Houston Tigers kick off at 7. If you've never been to a Thayer Bobcat homecoming, I want to come this year. It is always special. And with the Bobcats being ranked number 2 in the state, and the number 1 team losing tonight, 21-0 at the half, Thayer could be the number 1 team in Class 1 football going into homecoming next Friday night.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it.
Don't want to miss what could be just a great night of football at Lewis Boston Field next Friday, homecoming 2025. Again, halftime, Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Salem Tigers, 49-0. Bobcats are making their way back out onto the field. I would assume Salem Tigers will be doing the same very shortly to get ready for the second half of this game. Let's take another timeout. You're listening to the 5D screen printing of West Plains Bear Bobcat Halftime Report. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Just like the Thayer Bobcats fight for every yard, Thayer Dental Care, a Moart Dental and Implants location, fights for your family's healthiest smile. From routine cleanings to advanced dental implants, Dr. Patel and Dr. Blount provide comprehensive care for every member of your family. Thayer Dental Care, part of Moart Dental and Implants, proudly supporting Thayer Bobcats football. Call today to schedule your appointment and keep your winning smile game ready. Thayer Dental Care, Moart Dental and Implants says go Bobcats.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, we're back here at Shukar Stadium in Salem, Missouri. Thayer Bobcats have completed their halftime warm-ups. They're heading to the sideline. And for the Salem Tigers, they have yet to return to the field. Our score at halftime, 49-0, all Thayer Bobcats. Let's say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Toyota of West Plains, Carter Funeral Home in West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Steed Trucking in Thayer, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Partners in Shine of West Plains, McClary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe, and Studio in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters, Mr. Dent in West Plains, and Forceless Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. They're really necessary to make all that noise. Anyway, but well, they do have a lot of spirit for their football, a lot of support for the football team here, even though they're struggling.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on their way to being 1-3 on the season as the Bobcats lead 49-0 here at the half, but they still got a lot of support for this program, and these folks are having a good time here, even in the game that they're being dominated.
Oh, yeah. They're all mingling, yelling, screaming, blaring the fire horn. They're having a good old time here. And they always do when we're up here.
Yeah, they do. And Salem will get the ball to open our second half. We'll step away one more time. It's going to wrap it up for the 5D screen printing of West Plains Bobcat Halftime Report. Back with a kick to start our third quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, the dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in Mountain Grove, West Plains, or Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we are back at Shukar Stadium. I'm Red Bull Mike Crace. Statman Adam with me tonight here, high above the field in Salem, Missouri. Getting ready to start our second half. Thayer Bobcat have the lead, headed into the third quarter, 49-0. And here's Xavier Gonzalez to kick off for the Bobcats. Kick the ball down to about the 22-yard line. He goes out of bounds right there. So Salem going to get perhaps their best field position of the game so far. They're going to get this ball out at the 35-yard line. Unless they would make the Bobcats kick it over again, I don't think they will. I think they will take it at the 35-yard line, first and 10. And trying to get a look as we Bobcat defense takes the field. Looks like, for the most part, it is the JV defense back out on the field for the Thayer Bobcats. I thought the starters might get an opportunity here to start the second half. It looks like Coach Breyer is saying, nope, guys, start thinking about next week and the Houston Tigers. First and 10, Salem Tigers with the football. And Silas Dubois, back in their quarterback, their starting quarterback, the Ragsdale kid, still on the sideline. Has not played since he got hurt in the second quarter. And yeah, you can see him over there. He's still limping around. Hope that's nothing serious. He's a good athlete, a good kid from what I understand. Here's Dubois, gives him a handoff right up the middle, and the Bobcats will stop it for about a 2-yard gain. Nice defensive play there by the interior line of the Thayer Bobcats, led by Cashton Ming, number 14, makes a stop for a 1-yard pickup. And I believe it was that Barry Ray?
Yeah.
Barry Ray on the quarterback, or on the carry. Right now, the double wing formation, just to use the lone setback back there, the fullback, and they just gave it to him straight ahead, picks up one. Second down and 9 for the Salem Tigers. They come to line with Dubois in the backfield as the quarterback. Got a man going in motion, and Dubois going to keep it, run over the right side, gets hit at the line, and gets knocked out of bounds. They're going to mark him down, what about the, after about a yard pickup? Hayes will pick up, I'll give him 2 on the play, out to the 39-yard line. So it'll be third down and about 6 for the Salem Tigers. I remember right, only one first down in the first half of the game?
That is correct. Only one first down. 7 yards total.
7 yards total. They got 3 or 4 so far on this possession. Against the Thayer Bobcat JV defense. It's underway in the third quarter. Salem will break the huddle on the third down and 6. Dubois up under center. Double wing behind him. And quick snap. Now man going in motion. They're going to give on the pitch. No, going to give on the inside handoff. That is Mays trying to get the outside. He does. Cuts it back inside. Got a first down and more out to midfield before he's ridden down at the 49-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 10, 12 yards for number 28. That is Alton May. Alton May on the carry there, the sophomore running back, 5'10", 150-pounder. So picks up good yardage and a first down for the Salem Tigers with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. And I don't know, they got a lot of clean jerseys out there too, Statman Adam. This may be all JV football here in the second half, with the exception of May, the quarterback, and Dubois at quarterback. May is still out there as one of the wing back. Now we get a whistle, and we got a penalty flag down. We're going to have an illegal procedure call here against... No, it's an offside against the Thayer Bobcats. Somebody jumped in the neutral zone, and the Bobcats have gotten their final starter from the defense off the field now. So first and 5, ball down to the 44-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. Deepest penetration of the game for Salem.
Yeah.
And Dubois, quarterback, going to give to the... back coming around in motion. He gets free. He breaks it down to the 10 or the 20-yard line, finally taken down to about the 17-yard line. Is number 10, that is Paxton Deason. And Deason picks up 10, 20, about 25 on the play. Well, some of the second unit in there for the Salem Tigers, and they break it. That time, Deason, number 10, 5'11", 150-pound junior. That was 25 yards and a first down for Salem inside the Bobcat 20-yard line. Ball was about the 16 where they marked him out of bounds. Again, man going in motion for Salem. They give it up in the middle. This time the play is hit at the line, but the ball carrier keeps going. Still on his feet, carrying the pile. That's going to be a 10-yard pickup. See who that was. Was that 24? 34. Yep, that was the starting fullback, Grody Berry-Ray, number 34. Picks up 10, takes the ball inside the 10, down to about the 8-yard line, no, 7-yard line, first and 10. Well, Salem looking to get on the board for the first time tonight. You know, they average 15 points per game. Bobcats only give up 17 a game, trying to improve on that average here tonight. Salem, again, double wing formation. Straight ahead they go again. Oh, and the fullback gets knocked down at the line. Big hit by the interior line of the Thayer Bobcats, and they put Ray on his back. He actually is going to lose about a yard on that play. I mean, somebody laid the smack
down. That was Ty Young.
Was it Ty Young?
Yeah.
Now, Ty does a good job when he gets in the varsity. Does a good job with the JV. Thought he had a pretty good game in particular on Monday. Bobcat JV game over at Lewis Boston Field. Actually talked to Coach Hancock about that. He said, Ty's making a move to get some action on Friday with the varsity. Playing here. The Bobcats up 49-0. Second down and goal to go for Salem. Gets the second man through the hole. He's hit at the line. Falls ahead for a couple of yards. I believe that was number 10, Paxton Deason, again on the carry for Salem. So Deason will pick up only about a yard. It's going to be third and goal to go from the 5-yard line for the Salem Tigers. Time to put their first points of the night on the board. Against the Thayer Bobcat JV. We're down to 6:46 to go in the third quarter. Thayer up 49-0. Salem brings the receiver wide to the near side. Again, in the double wing formation, quarterback gives to the first man three. No, quarterback follows him into the hole and is into the end zone for a touchdown. Number 5, Silas Dubois. Will score the touchdown for the Salem Tigers. That makes it 49-6 with the extra point try still to come. In Dubois, now we got Dubois is scoring touchdowns on both sides. 5-yard scamper for Dubois, who's now in at quarterback for Salem. And it comes with 6:28 to play in the third quarter. So Salem takes the kick here in the third quarter, moves it down the field for the touchdown. And they're going to go for two here on the extra point try. Dubois up under center. Gives to man trying to get the outside. That is May, and May is into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. So two-point conversion is good. Makes it 49-8. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. We'll be back with a kick from Salem in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders... damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back in Salem, Missouri, where the Thayer Bobcats have just given up their first touchdown tonight. Salem goes down the field and scores on their first possession of the third quarter. I'm going to give credit here against the Bobcat JV.
Yeah.
But still, nice job by Salem. Didn't do anything fancy, just went out there and did their thing and moved the ball down the field, again, against the Bobcat JV. But the Bobcat starting kickoff receiving team is on the field here. And I think we're probably going to see the Bobcat starting offense to start this third quarter. Here's the kickoff. Going to be a low kick picked out by the Bobcats at the 40-yard line and up to the 48 goes the returner. I believe that's Xavier Gonzalez. Yep, number 10, Gonzalez on the return for Thayer out to the 47-yard line. And that's where it'll be, first and 10, Thayer Bobcats. See who's going out there offensively here. And it looks like Dominic Boyce is out there.
Cordell's out there.
Cordell's out there. Yeah, Bobcats are back to the starters on offense. I think they want to put another touchdown. Make sure they maintain that 35-point advantage, which keeps the mercy clock running and gets us out of here.
Rowan Johnson will be in there.
Yep. Yeah, Tommy Poole comes off. And Atkinson's still in there, quarterback, number six. So the sophomore is still in the quarterback. Kipton Atkinson did a nice job while he was in there in the second quarter, leading the Bobcats for a touchdown before the half. Down to 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. This first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. Atkinson up under center, gives the second man through the hole, and breaking a tackle, and all the way down to the 41-yard line goes, was that Dominic Boyce?
No, that was Johnson.
Rowan Johnson. Rowan Johnson with 11 yards on the pickup. Nice carry. Rowan Johnson picks up 11 into Salem territory at the 47-yard line. Comes Corbin Taylor into the ballgame, bringing in the play for Atkinson. Bobcats bring in the play from the sideline with a running back on every play. Cordell Washington coming off the field. First and 10, powered by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. Bobcats in a power eye formation. Turn, give it to the second man through the hole. Oh, and got tripped up right at the line. That was Corbin Taylor. He'll fall ahead for about a yard on the play. Oh, I think Corbin saw a lot of green grass. He sprinted toward it, and somebody just wiped his ankles out from under him. Well, those old toe tackles.
Yeah, the old toe tackle.
The old toe tackle. Making a second down and 9 for the Thayer Bobcats. And a lot of the JV kids in there playing now. Tucker Wade goes wide to the far side. Put backfield for Thayer. Give it right up the middle. And a nice run again. And a first down down to the 30-yard line for Dominic Boyce. Boyce will pick up 10 yards and a first down on a second down and 9. Well, Bobcats, 10 different kids have carried the ball in this game. That is a bunch.
That is a bunch.
Led by who?
Tommy Poole, 55 yards.
55 yards for Tommy Poole. Wow.
Keith Combs has 52, and then Rowan Johnson has 42.
And there has been some discussion on whether or not the pass that Washington took 67 yards was a backwards pass, which would make that a running play. We'll see. Bobcats on a quick pitch, got the ball to Corbin Taylor, steps out of the tackle. He gets down the sideline, still on his feet all the way down to the 15-yard line before, oh, they're going to mark him out at the 13-yard line. But that is a good gain. Oh, but it may come back. We got a penalty flag down around the 25-yard line. There haven't been many penalties in this game. Well, Bobcats have been called for, what, 2 or 3? Salem's been called for only a couple. Been a pretty clean game. It's going to be a holding against the Bobcats. So that will nullify what was about a 13-yard run for Corbin Taylor. And we'll put the Bobcats in a first and extra long position. The officials talking with the Salem captains want to know what they want to do. And, of course, they'll take the penalty here. Bobcats have gotten the ball in the Community First Banking Company red zone, but it's going to come back out of it. Holding against Thayer, says the referee. It takes the ball back to the 36-yard line. And it'll be first and about 15 for a first down here for the Thayer Bobcats. This first down brought to you by, Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. Bobcats in a power T formation, double tight set. They turn, give the ball over the right side, and cutting back inside, that is Rowan Johnson again. He's going to pick up 5. We'll make it 6 down to the 30-yard line. Bring up a second down and 9 for the Thayer Bobcats. Down to 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Thayer leading Salem 49-8 is our score. Second down and 9 here for the Thayer Bobcat offense. Boyce in the backfield. This time along with Rowan Johnson. Man wide to either side. Tight end on the near side for Thayer. Here's Atkinson. Gives him the fullback. First man through. Going to dive inside the 25 to 24-yard line. That was
Dominic Boyce.
And Boyce will pick up about 6 on the play, make it 3rd down and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. And again, Thayer in the Community First Banking Company red zone with a 3rd down and 3, minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats trying to get over the 50-point mark and score their 8th touchdown of the night. If they score an 8th touchdown here, That will be half as many as they scored in the first three games total.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was 16.
Yep. Third down and three. Atkinson. Bobcats in a double wing. Got a man going in motion. Gives the second man through. Oh, and the play is broken up at the line of scrimmage. Actually, a loss of a yard on the play for Rowan Johnson. And Thayer's tried to run that the double wing a couple of times tonight to give the inside handoff to the second man coming across. You used to run that, Mighty Mike.
Yeah.
Well, that time it goes for a loss of a yard. Well, fourth down and four. Thayer will go for it here with 35 seconds left in the third quarter. We're playing under the turbo clock at Salem for the entire second half. Now we're down to 14 seconds on the play clock. Bobcat's going to have to hurry to get this play off. Atkinson gets the play in from the sideline. 9 seconds on the play clock. 18 on the game clock. Bobcat's come to the line. Going to have to snap in a hurry. They get set. And the pitch goes to Rowan Johnson. Johnson hitting the backfield. Slides off a tackle. He got a first down down to the 20-yard line. Still on his feet to the 19. And taken down there. 7 yards on the pickup for Rowan Johnson. And a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. That first down powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And that'll mark the end of our third quarter. Our score, 49-8. Thayer Bobcats with lead, and the Bobcats still on the drive. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Jesse Tucker with Ozark Legacy Insurance Partners. Here in the Ozarks, there's nothing better than supporting our local athletes. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, sports bring our schools and communities together as one. We are proud to serve the Ozarks, bringing faith, family values, and caring for our community into everything we do. Because at Ozark Legacy, it's our family protecting your family. Come see us at 1522 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains or give us a call at 417-505-5010. This season and every season, we're proud to be part of your team.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And we're ready for our fourth quarter of action. We'll be playing under the mercy rule. The turbo clock will be on for the final 12 minutes. It was on for the entire third quarter, as the Thayer Bobcats led 49-0 at the end of the first half, and they lead at the end of three, 49-8. But the Bobcats are driving. They got it first and 10 at the Salem 20-yard line. The JV has played since about midway through the second quarter.
Yep.
If you weren't with us early, Thayer led 35-0 at the end of the first quarter. Led 49-0 at the end of the first half, and lead it now 49-8 going into the fourth quarter. Stay tuned after the game for our post-game report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Center. Bobcats in a power eye, give the ball off, running back, breaks the tackle, back into the clear, and down to the 10-yard line goes Rowan Johnson. Boy, this kid runs hard. Rowan Johnson down to the 10, that'll be a 9-yard pickup on a first down. And Thayer with a second down and a short one for a first down to set up a first and goal to go. Will the JV score a second touchdown here tonight?
I don't know. Rowan Johnson now leads the Bobcats with 62 yards on 11 carries.
I was going to say earlier, still some discussion about that first play, if it was a run or a pass. Bobcats break the huddle in a second down play, second down and one, and the pitch to Rowan Johnson trying to get to the goal line, dives into the end zone. They give him a touchdown. No, they mark him down at the 2-yard line. Rowan Johnson will pick up 8 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats to be first and goal to go from the 2-yard line. With 11 minutes to go in the game. I thought it was a forward pass to Cordell Washington.
I thought so, too.
On the first play of the game. But I know there's some discussion here in the press box on whether or not it was a backwards pass, which would then make it a run because it's just
right.
A pitch. So we'll check with Coach Pryor Hancock, see what he has to say. I hope it goes down as a pass.
I do, too.
Really do. Bobcats need that statistical. All right, here we go. First and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats to the 3-yard line. They turn, give the ball a handoff to Cashton Ming. Ming into the end zone for a touchdown. Number 14, Cashton Ming will score on the 3-yard touchdown run right up the gut. Ran right through a tackler at the goal line and gets the touchdown. Again, Cashton Ming in for the touchdown for the Thayer Bobcats with 10:32 to play in the game. Makes it 55-8. Thayer Bobcats with the lead, and they'll go for two with the JV offense out on the field. Atkinson up under center, split back. We'll give the ball to Rowan Johnson. Oh, he got hit hard in the hole and down. Two-point conversion is no good. Our score remains 55-8. Bayer Bobcats with the lead over the Salem Tigers. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have just scored their eighth touchdown. Is that right? Eighth touchdown of the night. That is $400 in the bank for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thanks to Dr. Patel and his staff at Thayer Dental Care. All right, getting in Doc's pocket tonight.
Yes, we are.
Bobcats have now earned $1,200 on the season for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and are scoring for a cure. Coach Patel has been doing that for a long time. We are four games into the season, Dr. Patel. And here we go. Kickoff by the Thayer Bobcat JV. Short kick will be fielded by Salem at the 30, after the 35. That's the big fullback. And he finally brought down at about the 43-yard line. Number 34 on the carry. That is Barr. Number 34, or excuse me, Ray is his name. Brody Barry Ray. Right down at about this 43-yard line. First and 10, Salem. Down to 10 minutes remaining. We are under the turbo clock here at Salem. I mean, we're just about 10 minutes away from putting a W in the book with the Thayer Bobcats here tonight at Salem. That would be the 13th year in a row Thayer has beaten Salem.
It's quite the streak.
It is quite the streak. They were 14-1 over the last 15 years coming in. Go to 15-1 over the last 16 years. And 13 in a row. First and 10, Salem. Dubois still in there, quarterback. Their backup after the starter got hurt in the first half. And he hands off right up the middle. That is, we'll check that number. Spinning across the 45 to about the 46-yard line with the ball carrier.
Number 19.
Number 19 on the carry. He is not listed in our program. We'll say Jacoby Ravel. He's number 20. I haven't seen a number 20 for them all night. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Picked up about 2 yards, make it second down and a long eight for the Salem Tigers. They're about kept with a JV defense out there, and they've done a good job when they've been in. They did give up the only touchdown of the night. Both teams continuing to play hard, even with the subs out there. Like to see it. Double wing formation for Salem. Quarterback gives to the fullback up in the middle, carries it out near midfield, brought down there by a host of Thayer Bobcat tacklers, led by Rowan Johnson, number 11, and number 57 for the Thayer Bobcats. Bradley Carter, 5'6", 235-pound freshman Bradley Carter, got in there, lowered his head, and made that play. Now 67 coming off the field for Thayer. I do not have him listed in our program. So third down and a long two for Salem. Right at the 50-yard line. Actually, it's three. They got to get to the 47. They turn pitch it to Deason. Deason trying to get to the outside, kept it up. He's got a first down and more down to the 41-yard line before he's brought down by the Thayer Bobcats. Trying to see who made that tackle out there. Was that number four? Trenton Johnson for the Bobcats making that tackle. Well, a pickup of good yardage.
About nine.
About nine on the play for Deason, number 10 for the Salem Tigers. Down to 7:44 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats looking like they're going to go to 4-0, leading here 55-8. And again, double wing formation for Salem. They give it to the big fullback in the middle. That is Ray again, and Ray's going to get it to about the 40-yard line when I mark him down, be a one-yard pickup. Excuse me, it's number 19 again. Young man, we don't have listed. And they officially give him two on the play inside the 40 to the 39. Down to 7 minutes remaining. By the way, after the game, we'll have some of the scores from some of the other games going on around. I'm getting an update. Houston now leads Kabul 48 to nothing in the fourth quarter. Liberty still leads Ava 18 to nothing after three. Second down and eight for Salem. Quarterback hands off to the big fullback again. He powers it ahead. Oh, we got a penalty flag coming in from the backside of the play. Normally indicates a holding call. It is a personal foul. Personal foul face mask against a Thayer Bobcat. Wow. Didn't see that, but it was just a whole bunch of people in there and a little bit of space. So the official saw a face mask from 20 yards away and threw a penalty flag on it. And it'll be a personal foul face mask. That'll be 15 yards and a first down for Salem. One problem for Salem is the clock continuing to run here under the turbo clock. We're down to 6 minutes now remaining in this game. And Coach Hancock wants an explanation. He wants to know how that call was made from 20 yards behind the play. Anyway, the official says, I made the call, Coach. And it'll be a first down for Salem. That's starting to run a play, and the referee is not even on the field. Now he gets out there. We're ready to go. First and 10 for the Salem Tigers down to the Bobcat 25-yard line. Got a man in motion. They give it to him on a pitch, trying to get to the outside. Bobcat's making a hit in the backfield. He sidesteps it. Sidesteps another and gets down inside the 20 on the carry. That was number 20.
28.
28 for Salem?
May.
Was that May?
Yeah.
So they still got starters out there on the offense. May on the carry will pick up about, how many? Picks up about six on the play. Bobcat, junior varsity, they don't want to give up another touchdown. They're playing hard here. Salem, down to 5 minutes remaining now in the game. It'll be a second down and four at the Thayer 19-yard line for Salem. They've got Howliner, the starting wide receiver, wide to the far side. And now the double wing, give it up in the middle. That's number 13. He's going nowhere. Maxton Schlomer, the junior. Or was it 19? 19. They said his last name is Albert. Anyway, he goes for no yards on the play. Actually lost a couple back to the 22. So it's third down now and seven for Salem. Thayer Bobcats. Looking to get a stop here, and then they'll just run out the clock. And the folks in from Thayer and Dent County will be headed south. They've got to go west first. Get back over the Licking, then we go south.
Yeah.
All right, third down and seven for Salem. New boys quarterback. Got a man going in motion. And started to pitch it to him. Now going to tuck it under and run. And New boys is going to get tackled at about the 15-yard line. And this will be very close, and they're going to say first down, Salem, on a 7-yard scamper by Silas Dubois, starting running back, who is in there now playing quarterback for Salem. He may be the heir apparent at quarterback as their starter, Ragsdale's a senior. We have not seen him since about midway through the second quarter when he got injured. So first and 10. At the 15-yard line of Thayer for Salem, 3:19 to go in the game. Here to give to Deason. Deason's hitting the backfield and stacked up. He'll lose a couple on the play. Who got there for the Thayer Bobcats? Catch that number. Number 11, Rowan Johnson. Making a play for the Thayer Bobcat defense. That'll be a loss of two. Make a second down and 12 for Salem. Clock working against the Tigers now with under three minutes to go in the game. Second down and 12 yards to go. For the Tiger offense against the Thayer Bobcat defense. Second and 12. They come again in the double wing formation. They haven't given the ball number 10 decent in a while. See if he gets it here. Nobody going in motion this time. And a penalty flag is down. That's going to be against, against Salem for a motion. Looks like one of the offensive linemen, only going to call against Thayer for getting into the neutral zone. I didn't see that.
I didn't either.
Somebody must have lined up offsides because I didn't see anybody move. And they'll make it second down and 7 now at the 13-yard line. 2 minutes remaining in the game. Stay tuned for the Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought by Thayer Decorating Center. I believe we'll have an opportunity to get Coach Briar Hancock up here in the booth, get his take on this Thayer Bobcat victory tonight. Second and 7, Salem. No, the quarterback's going to keep it. Tucks it under his left arm. Goes into the end zone. Touchdown over the left side. Number 5, Silas Dubois will score on a 12-yard touchdown run for Salem. Comes with a minute 43 to play in the game. Dubois against the Thayer JV goes in for Salem's second touchdown of the night. 12-yard run. We'll wait on the extra point try here. Salem will go for 2, and the Thayer Bobcats are going to get ready to receive a kick. Thayer will be in an opportunity just to take a knee a couple of times. This game will be over. Salem, trying to get 2-point conversion. They're looking to go to the outside, and the ball into the end zone. Touchdown, number 29. Number 29, another young man we don't have a name for in the program, so can't say who that was. But a nice run for the 2-point conversion. So the 2-point, good. That makes it Thayer 55, Salem 16. Got to catch up on my scoreboard operating here. All right, 55 to 16, Thayer Bobcats with a lead. Minute 43 to go. Kickoff is coming up. I'll say thanks to some more of our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Forsman Store in Thayer and Ashland, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, Sunset Salon and Barbering, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, the Langley Animal Clinic, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, and Active Chiropractic, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains. Thayer Bobcat boosters help bring you the games every Friday night. Next week, Thayer Bobcats will be at home. Houston Tigers, who are winning big over Kabul, will be in town for the Thayer homecoming activities next Friday, next Friday. And here's Salem to kick it off. Thayer's got one man back, and Salem going to the onside kick. Ball recovered by Heath Crawford at the 42-yard line.
Heath Combs.
Heath Crawford, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Heath played football. That was a long time ago. Anyway, Heath, if you're listening, how you doing, man? How's Mo Truck doing? Old Heath a truck here a couple years ago.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Here comes the Thayer Bobcat JV offense back out on the field. First and 10, first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. I'm going to expect Thayer going to get in a victory formation. Take a knee. We're down to a minute 5 seconds to go in the game. Stay tuned for the postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Center downtown. Atkinson up under center and takes a snap, takes the knee. Thayer will have to snap it one more time, and this game will be in the books. Thayer Bobcats got out to a 14-0 lead here at Salem in the first 12 seconds of the game and have never looked back, scoring 55 points, 2 touchdowns by the Thayer JV tonight. And there's another knee, and that should wrap this game up. Yep, that'll be the last play of the game. Thayer Bobcats win it tonight by a score of 55 to 16.